So this is chapter 12 of Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban, called The Patronus. And I really like this chapter, I think, if I remember correctly. Harry knew that Hermione had meant well, but that didn't stop him from being angry with her. He'd been the owner of the best broom in the world for a few short hours, and now, because of her interference, he didn't know whether he would ever see it again. He was positive there was nothing wrong with the firebolt. But what sort of state would it be in once it had been subjected to all sorts of anti-jinx tests? Ron was furious with Hermione, too. As far as he was concerned, the stripping down of a brand new firebolt was nothing less than criminal damage. Hermione, who remained convinced that she had acted for the best, had started avoiding the common room. Harry and Ron supposed she had taken refuge in the library and didn't try to persuade her to come back. All in all, they were glad when the rest of the school returned shortly after the new year, and Gryffindor Tower became crowded and noisy once again. Wood sought Harry out on the night before the term started. Oh, how do I do this? Okay. Had a good Christmas? Oh, that was awful. Wait. Had a good Christmas? He said, and then, without waiting for an answer, he sat down, lowered his voice, and said, I've been doing some thinking over Christmas, Harry. After last match, you know, if the Dementors come to the next one, I mean, we can't afford to, well... Wood broke off, looking awkward. I'm working on it, said Harry quickly. Professor Lupin said he'd train me to ward off Dementors. We should be starting this week. He said he'd have time after Christmas. Ah, said Wood, his expression clearing. Well, in that case... I really didn't want to lose you as seeker, Harry. And have you ordered a new broom yet? No, said Harry. What? You'd better get a move on, you know. You can't ride the shooting star against Ravenclaw. You got a firebolt for Christmas, said Ron. A firebolt? No, seriously? A firebolt? No, seriously? Seriously? No. Yes. Yeah. God damn it, Boo. Seriously? A firebolt? Yeah. No, seriously? A real firebolt? Don't get excited, Oliver, Harry said gloomily. I haven't got it anymore. It was confiscated. And he explained about how the firebolt was now being checked for jinxes. Jinxes? How could it be jinxed? Sirius Black, said Harry wearily. He's supposed to be after me, so McGonagall reckons he might have sent it. Waving aside the information that a famous murderer was after his seeker, Wood said, But Black couldn't have bought a firebolt. He's on the run. The whole country's on the lookout for him. How could he just walk into quality Quidditch supplies and buy a broomstick? I know, said Harry. But McGonagall still wants to strip it down. Wood went pale. I'll go and talk to her, Harry, he promised. I'll make her see reason. A firebolt, a real firebolt on our team. She wants Gryffindor to win just as much as we do. I'll see her make see sense. A firebolt. Classes started the next day. The last thing anyone felt like doing was spending 2 hours on the grounds on a raw January morning, but Hagrid had provided a bonfire full of salamanders for their enjoyment, and they spent an unusually good lesson collecting dry wood and leaves to keep the fire blazing while the flame-loving lizards scampered up and down the crumbling white-hot logs. The first divination lesson of the new term was much less fun. Professor Trelawney was now teaching them palmistry, and she had lost no time in informing Harry that he had the shortest lifeline she had ever seen. It was defense against the dark arts that Harry was keen to get to. After his conversation with Wood, he wanted to get started on his anti-dementor lessons as soon as possible. Yes, said Lupin when Harry reminded him of his promise at the end of class. Let me see. How about 8 o'clock on Thursday evening? The history of magic classroom should be large enough. I think we'll have to think carefully about how we're going to do this. We can't bring a real Dementor into the castle to practice on. Still looks ill, doesn't he? Said Ron as they walked down the corridor heading to dinner. What do you reckon is the matter with him? There was a loud and impatient tuh from behind them. It was Hermione, who had been sitting at the feet of a suit of armor, repacking her bag, which was so full of books it wouldn't close. "What are you tutting at us for?" said Ron irritably. "Nothing," said Hermione in a lofty voice, heaving her bag over her shoulder. "Yes, you were," said Ron. I wonder what's wrong with Lupin and you." "Well, isn't it obvious?" said Hermione with a look of maddening superiority. "If you don't want to tell us, don't," said Ron. "Fine," said Hermione haughtily, and she marched off. "She doesn't know," said Ron, staring resentfully after Hermione. "She's just trying to get us to talk to her again." And I think we'll stop there. What do you think, Boo?
Okay.
Okay. I love you so much, Boo. I'll first say goodnight to you on the recording. When you're listening later, I love you with all my heart. You're the most beautiful girl in the world. And I love when you snuggle up with me and come in my nook. Sleep well, Boo. Good night.